Tomorrow morning on my program, Up North News Radio, I'll be joined at 7:30 by Sean O'Malley, a Hudson native who went from Wisconsin to Wall Street, had a very handsome career in international financial compliance. Nobody is more aware of the rules of the road and how trade wars are impacting the economy of an entire nation, as well as back home in Wisconsin. So again, Sean O'Malley will join me tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Up North News Radio. I really have to tip my cap to Molly Beck. I mentioned earlier her story in the Journal Sentinel today about Republican businessman Bill Berrien forming a PAC ahead of a likely campaign for governor of Wisconsin next year. Molly then appends her tweet with one that says, "Yes, the last Wisconsin election took place 13 days ago. And yet here we are talking about the next one." I think I said in the last segment something about Eric Hovde running against Tammy Baldwin. I think I said a year or so ago. It was 5 months. That's how quickly we just go right to the next cycle with the Supreme Court, and it just goes on and on. But we have to pay attention to every one of these things, every one of them, because the moment you take your eye off the ball is when you see something like what we're talking about here with Bobby Kogan from the Center for American Progress talking all about the 2017 Trump tax bill, which again, for folks that missed it earlier, I never refer to it as the Trump tax cuts because it cut the least amount possible for the middle class to be technically called a tax cut, unless you were a millionaire or billionaire, of course. But, you know, the bill's got to be replaced with something, and that something could be not just bad for, you know, a few people, but for the economy writ large. And that's something that Bobby's got an article about over at the website about what this would do to, you know, the whole average income of American families. Can you talk a bit more about the fiscal impact at the household level as well as the nation's economy if these tax cuts and tax breaks were to be extended as they were in 2017?
Sure. So as you correctly said, Pat, the 2017 tax law disproportionately gave money to the rich, right? So people in the top 0.1% got about $250,000 tax break. 28 million Americans in the bottom 80% didn't get a tax break at all. 14 million households saw their taxes go up. And there was, on average, a small amount for the average American, on average. But what's really interesting is that the Congressional Budget Office, which kind of does economic and budget analysis for Congress, looked at what would happen if you continued this, if you extended this tax bill, you made it permanent. And they said that it would harm the economy. They said it would push up interest rates and it would lower American wages. And the really crazy thing is that they said that it would lower Americans' wages so much that on average, it would actually, the average person would be worse off, net better off over the long run. That, yeah, you get a small tax cut, but your wage growth would be lower. And so over time, you're actually going to come out behind, not ahead.
So
not the rich people, it's, you know, for yeah, the rest of us.
So I can understand if folks would say, well, okay, that's what happens if you just renew it as it is. What about if you just let it expire and do nothing at all? And it was my understanding, though I don't know if I'm right or wrong on this, but that you have to do something here with the expiration of the 2017 Act, because if you don't do anything, it also would not necessarily be good for middle class taxes. And so here is this opportunity to do something new with the tax code. But unfortunately, Donald Trump and his minions are the ones in charge. But something has to be done with tax law, correct?
If you do nothing, you go back to the Obama era tax code for the most part, right? And I would say there were some improvements and a lot of things that were way worse in the 2017 tax law. And so, you know, the best approach would be something that tries to take some of the good stuff and then raise taxes on the rich to kind of pay for anything that you're continuing. That's not really what Republicans are doing. I mean, they're kind of looking at having it all blow up or doing a really bad version. And what's really wild, you know, what we've seen is that it's actually better for the average person, better for the for people on average, you know, you and me, not the super duper rich, but better for you and me and most of everyone else on average to let them all expire. As I say, an ideal one, you might keep they boosted the child tax credit. You might kind of keep some of that sort of things. There were some things that were done on the international scale that you might keep. You don't have to do it, but as you say, it's maybe not, it's maybe not super smart to just let it all go cold turkey. You'd probably pick the things you like and let other things expire.
We're talking to Bobby Kogan from the Center for American Progress. He served in the Biden-Harris White House as an advisor to the director of the Office of Management and Budget, and also served as Democratic staff for the Senate Committee on the Budget as chief mathematician and head of budget analysis. And I guess we'll close with this point. We've talked a lot about, you know, the effect on the economy, on income. But even the cost of, say, consumer borrowing, credit cards, car loans, student loans, mortgages, things like that, that too, I mean, it's basically almost every facet of life faces a negative impact if what Republicans are proposing now gets passed, right?
Yeah, quite literally, if they do what they're trying to do, it pushes up the cost of any new auto loans, any new mortgages, student loans, credit card rates, that sort of stuff. It pushes up all that. It lowers your income. And that's before you take into account what tariffs are doing, right? So already you're worse off just kind of continuing it. And then you lose $4,000 from the tariffs. And what you see is something that helps the very richest and hurts everyone else, and then takes away SNAP and Medicaid from the poorest Americans, right? Like, absolutely detrimental package that would harm America.
And if you missed it earlier, 1.2 million people in Wisconsin rely on Medicaid. That's 18% of the state population. And in 2024, roughly 1 in 8 people in Wisconsin were enrolled in SNAP. And that's where, again, for Republican politicians saying, you know, the waste, fraud, and abuse is elsewhere, it's those people in, point to any other part of the state. You know, they're the ones that deserve to have their things cut. What people really should be taking away from this is they are the waste and fraud that politicians want to cut. There's no way to avoid that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, they're starting to get clever about it. They say, oh, well, we'll just give the state less money to account for the waste or whatever. But what that really means is just giving the state less money to run the program, right? Like, it really literally means kicking people off of their Medicaid, or in the case of SNAP, where they're even more direct, they're just saying any money we give to you is waste, right? They just say we should just give you less.
I love Bobby Jha because it is essentially the guy at the end of Scooby-Doo who pulls the mask off the villain and tells you who he was all along. It was old man Trump all along. We knew it was. We just had to cut through all of the blather and the math. Bobby, thank you so much. Appreciate what you're doing at Center for American Progress. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Maggie Dawn Show after this. I'm Pat Kreitlow here in Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Radio Network.